somebody and say, you are in the right place.
You're in the right place.
And you are at the right time to get something from the Lord. And if you believe that, put your hand together and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can. Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank God. Praise the Lord. For tonight, praise the Lord. I thank God for tonight. Hallelujah. Said the devil been attacking my body all week long. Praise the Lord. But I kept on telling them, by his stripe, I'm healed. By his stripe, I'm healed, devil. By his stripe, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. Yeah, we're living in a time now, praise the Lord. Perilous time, dangerous time. Tomorrow is not promised. You don't know how long you're going to live, praise the Lord. But God is still in control, saints. He's still in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said, tell the saints, I'm going to get into the word, that I'm the one that untangle you no matter what you're going through. He said, I'm the one that untangled you, because I know how you got tangled up in the first place. I saw you when you got tangled up, so I know how to untangle you. Because the only thing you're going to do is make it tighter. Only thing you're going to do is make it harder. They said, praise the Lord, when you so in debt, they were saying if you don't get into any more debt and stop getting in debt, you'll be able to get out of it. See what I'm saying? So your life is in a knot, because when you saw your line was getting tangled up, you didn't do nothing about it. That was a time. That was a sign to you that I probably need to get to the altar. I probably need to call somebody. I probably need to get in my word and study my word. But instead you didn't. And it got tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And now you can't even get it out. But how many know that God know how to get you out of it? No matter how far you in, God know how to get you out of it, praise the Lord. He know how to get you out of it, praise the Lord. But you know what? I'm going to get in the word. Many people, before they go to God, they'll go to everybody else. They'll go, praise the Lord, to the bingo man, praise the Lord, before they go to the Lord. They go to everybody but self the Lord. And the Lord waiting for you to come to him. He said, I know what you have need of before you come to me. I already know. I already see the situation. Praise the Lord. But if you just bring it to me, put it in my hand. Praise the Lord. Put it in my, put your situation in my hand and see what I do with it. So he ain't going to do like everybody else. He said, I'll never leave you. Oh, see, we're living in a time that everybody leaving everybody. But God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And then when you get to a point where you feel like you can't go no more, God said, I'll carry you. I'll pick you up and I'll carry you. That's the kind of God we serve. That will pick you up and carry you. He began to tell Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the prey. It's hard for you to kick against God, because God knows all things. And God sees all things. He began to tell Ezekiel, to come here, Ezekiel, I want to show you something. I'm going to get in the word. Look through the keyhole and see what you see. Israel ain't like you thought they was. Look what Israel doing. And just like I said, you got to bring the church in, saint. You got to come in praising God. You just can't wait until you get into the service and say, I'm going to praise the Lord. You need to praise him coming to the church. Amen. If you have your Bible tonight, praise the Lord. Turn to the book of Exodus, praise the Lord, tonight. You got the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, and then you got Exodus. Amen. Exodus, the 13th chapter. Say amen when you have it. Exodus, the 13th chapter and the 17th verse. At this time, praise the Lord, they had put the blood on the doorpost. The first male, a beast and male had died, praise the Lord. And now, praise the Lord, Pharaoh began to let God people go. We come to verse 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistine. Although that was near, for God least advantage the people repent when they see war and return to Egypt. Return, praise the Lord. How many know that we are in a battle? And the battle is the Lord battle, praise the Lord. And that's what the devil wants you to do, to go back into your mess that God brought you out of, praise the Lord. The Lord began to say that if they see war, they'll want to go back to Egypt. Go back to the house of bondage. Go back to where God got you from. Hallelujah. The church say amen. Sound like y'all sleeping on me tonight. Going on to the 18th verse. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up hastily out of the land of Egypt. God brought you out with a mighty hand, saints. Nobody else couldn't have did it but God. I don't know about you. I was hooked. Nobody but a God could have brought me out of my mess that I was in. And I loved it. I loved it at the time. I enjoyed it at the time. I ain't going to fix it up. I enjoyed it, praise the Lord. Going to the book of Proverbs. You got the book of Song. And then you got the book of Proverbs is next, praise the Lord. Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of what? Death. Ezekiel, praise the Lord. Got Lamentation. And then you got Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. We'll read a little bit and see what the Lord have tonight, if that's all right. Ezekiel 18:25. Yea, he said, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now the how, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Question. Are not my way unequal? Question. Now we're going to go praise the Lord. We got a few verses to read tonight. Going to the book of Matthew, praise the Lord. You got Malachi, praise the Lord, and then you got Matthew's. Matthew, the second chapter, praise the Lord. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethany of Judea in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we seen his what? Star in the east, and are come to what? Come to who? Was who? When Herod the king had heard these things, he was what? And all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be what? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the prince of Judah. For out of thee shall come governor that shall rule my people. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently that the time of the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethany and said, go and search what? For the child. And when ye find him, bring me word again that I may come and what? Also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they did what? With what? And when they come in the house, they saw the young who? With who? His what? And fell down and worshiped him. And when they opened their what? They presented unto him what? What else? What else? And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed into their own country, or what? Another way. Last verse of scripture, St. John 14 chapter. You got Luke, and then you got St. John, still in the New Testament. St. John, the 14th chapter. Say amen when you have it. Amen. Verse number 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father, but by who? Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight. Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that this is the right word for the right people, Lord. God, I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you have your way tonight. Move tonight, Lord God, mightily, Lord. We give you all the honor, Lord God. Anoint these lips of clay, Lord, that I speak what you said, not what I said. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
By the help of the Lord tonight, I want to preach a word that the Lord gave me. Hallelujah. Title of the message tonight, when God got you on a detour. I said, when God got you on a detour. Everybody have, if you live long enough, you have been in a detour, praise the Lord. And sometimes some detours are long. Some detours go round and round, praise the Lord. Like I was. To avoid something, praise the Lord. There's something, praise the Lord, that the detour is taking you around so that you won't hit that. But the construction do not have you on a detour. God got you on a detour. Many of y'all did not know that you're going to be a part of House of Prayer. But God is the one that put you on a detour to bring you here, praise the Lord. See, when God got you on a detour, ain't nothing you can do. You can try to buck, you can try to cry, you can do whatever you want to do, but when God got you on a detour, you're going to have to ride it out, praise the Lord. And then when you ride it out, praise the Lord, you find out, praise the Lord, that God got something for you, praise the Lord. That's why God took you from the route you was in. You were headed to hell, praise the Lord. But God, praise the Lord, turned you around and sent you, said, I'm going to spare your life that you'll be able to live a little bit longer. When God got you on a detour, saints, ain't nothing you can do. You've been praying for it. You've been fasting for it. You've been crying for it. And now God got you on a detour. And you're going to travel on that road, praise the Lord, until God take you off. Because God sees more than what you can see. Many times we don't know how bad we are until we go to the doctor and they examine us. And they begin to tell us how bad of a shape we're in. We didn't even know. And God sees that you are headed down the wrong road. The children of Israel was in bondage for 400 years in Egypt. And God heard their cries. And God raised up a deliverer to send to Egypt. And many times what God do, praise the Lord, before God give you anything, praise the Lord, God tests you out. Just like I said, praise the Lord. The reason why God chose David is David was already with the sheep. So if you ain't doing nothing, how can God use you? If you're not doing, you got to do something. Right about it, I'm wrong about it tonight. 400 years they was in bondage, praise the Lord. And God sent a deliverer, Moses, to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And then when Moses went to Pharaoh, praise the Lord, Pharaoh said, who are you that you come unto me? And Moses said, the God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sent me to you. And he told me to tell you to let my people go. And then God causing different plagues to come down on Pharaoh. But each time the Bible said God hardened Pharaoh's heart that he wouldn't let the children of Israel go. This is not an easy road that God got you on, praise the Lord. You've been going through this thing for years. Year after year. A certain time of the year, you gone for a long time. And then you pop back up. But God said, not this time. This time I'm going to keep you in the church. may not like me tonight. I'm going to keep you in the church this time. God got you on a detour. Pharaoh said, who are you to tell me to let the Hebrews go? He said, if you don't, then this is what God said he's going to do to you. And God did it, and then Pharaoh said, go and get Moses. And Moses come back. And then, see, the devil is always playing these games. He began to say, okay, you can leave, but don't go too far. You go enough where if I want to go and get you, I can bring you back. Moses came into Pharaoh and asked all these plagues. Even he called them frogs to come down. And Moses asked Pharaoh, said, how long do you want these frogs in your bed, in your water, in your pot, all over in the street, on your roof, in your car, in your tanker, in your car tank, and on your cell phone? How long do you want these frogs? And Pharaoh said, tomorrow. In other words, I live with it another day. And that's how we want to live with it another day. But God said, not so. I'm sending you on a detour that you would not go. I'm taking you off to this road. Because the road that you're on right now, causing you to come up and they pray for you, and you go out and do your thing, and you come back again and pray, go out and do your thing, come back and do. God said, I'm taking you off of that road. I'm finna put you on a detour. I'm finna put you on a road that's unfamiliar. You've never been on this road before, praise the Lord. So Pharaoh got mad with Moses and said, don't you come back in my face again. But God had one more plague for Pharaoh. He said, go and tell the children of Israel to get ready. Hey, get ready, praise the Lord. Tell them to get ready, praise the Lord. Put their sandals on their feet. The staff in their hand, because you finna come out of Egypt. I'm finna send my death angel to Egypt, praise the Lord. And Pharaoh gotta let you, he gonna let you go. And then when, see, God bring you out for one thing. For you to give him the glory, to give God the glory for what he had done. He had done great things in your life. Give God the glory. He brought you out to let you know that I'm the one that did it. But see, when you get comfortable, like the children of Israel got comfortable, God said, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. And now I'm going to let Pharaoh go and come behind you and see what you're going to do. God bring you out, praise the Lord, to send you right back by, praise the Lord, what he delivered you from. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. Right back by where he delivered you from. But this time he said, you're going to stand this time. You're going to stand this time, praise the Lord. You ain't been standing all the other time, but you're going to stand this time. It said that the Lord said he led them. Say God led them, and God is leading us. Say he'll lead you into all truth, saint. He'll lead you into all truth. There's some truth, praise the Lord. There's some truth that you don't even know about. God will lead you into all truth. then take them the short way. God ain't going to take you the short way. But God going to take you the long way. You need to go the long way because there's some stuff that I want to get rid of on the inside of you. But if you go the short way, I can't get it out of you. I got to send you the long way around, praise the Lord. And see, the long way around, you sometimes feel like you dying. I've been to the altar, felt like I was dying, crying out. Take this away from me, Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. I don't want to be this way, Lord, anymore. This is what you got. God want to have that. I don't want to be this way no more. I'm tired of being this way. I start out this way, and then I find myself right back. God said, take him up on the water 7 times. I don't care how dirty the water is. And Jordan, take him down 7 times. He taking you the long way around. See, the short way around, just come up, God fill you with the Holy Ghost. But he got to take you the long way around. Why? Because you think you're smarter than God. So he got to take you the long way around. Don't want to listen to nobody. So he got to take you the long way around, praise the Lord. Because if you take you the short way, you're going to find yourself right back out again. So he got to take you the long way around. Said that the children of Israel took them 40 years to walk 11 miles, 40 years. Said that, praise the Lord, their clothes didn't wear out. But God said, 40 years, by that time I get rid of all the old folks. Oh, you're looking at me deep. You're looking at me deep. God want to use the young man. These young men God want to use. These young women God want to use. Because look what the devil got them doing. We hold back on them. Well, we don't want to give them too much. Because if we give them too much, we're going to kill them out. Look what the world got them doing. But God took them the long way. And then took them to the Red Sea. In other words, God took them right back to your problem because God wants you to deal with your problem. He don't want you to run from your problem. God wants you to deal with your problem. But you ain't got nothing on the inside to deal with your problem. So he got to see you the long way around. The word is a mirror, saints. I said the word of God is a mirror. It lets you see who you are. Like I said, praise the Lord. If you hired me, I would have been fired. But you didn't hire me, praise the Lord. Everybody standing, everybody standing. God have got you on a detour. And you can buck all you want to buck, but God got you on a detour. And the reason why he got you on a detour, praise the Lord, is that he finna bring you out of your situation. If you let him, he gonna bring you out of your situation.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry.